It's a not-so-happy Olympic anniversary today. A year ago, Russia won the team figure skating event at the Beijing Winter Games, powered by teenage phenom Kamila Valieva. But her subsequent positive drug test marred the games and left the team results in limbo. Valieva's case remains unresolved, and the Olympic athletes, including second-place finishers from the U.S. team, still don't have their medals. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
On the first day of the Olympic team event last February, Zach Donahue and his U.S. ice dance partner Madison Hubble did their part. Their personal best score helped stake the U.S. to an early lead, but on the final day of competition, a year ago today, 15-year-old Kamila Valieva made history with two quadruple jumps and led the Russians to victory just ahead of the U.S. Donahue remembers the next day, team members were getting ready to head to the ceremony to claim their silver medals.
We were dressed in our ceremony gear in a room waiting to take a bus to the venue, and we're told, so this is canceled. And we're all like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. Funny joke. It's cool. Let's go.
A team official told them, no joke. There's a doping issue. We can't say more.
So for all of us, the first step was kind of incredulous wonderment.
More emotion followed, like frustration and disappointment, as information emerged. Valieva tested positive for a banned drug from a sample taken more than a month before the Beijing Games. Her case should have been resolved, but wasn't by the time the Olympics started. And then, Donahue says, as the months rolled by, still without resolution?
Outrage and just disbelief that this is still the situation.
Donahue says the delay goes beyond the still unclaimed medals and their potential to provide the athletes with bonuses and sponsorship opportunities.
This decision being postponed for so long really detracts from the integrity of the Olympic image and the Olympic values. And I think it takes a lot away from the integrity that the majority of athletes choose.
Here we now are throwing salt on those wounds.
The salt in the wounds, says U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tigert, was last month's decision by the Russian Anti-Doping Agency to clear Valieva of wrongdoing. Tigert says the decision lacked transparency and independence and was done by an organization declared in 2015 non-compliant.
For their involvement as an instrument of the state running an intentional state-sponsored doping program where they knowingly gave and assisted athletes from Russia to use drugs and then knowingly sent them to international competition.
The World Anti-Doping Agency says it's likely to appeal last month's Valieva decision. WADA, as it's known, is not beyond blame in this case, nor is figure skating's international governing body. Both, Tigert says, could have taken the case out of Russian hands and pushed to get it resolved months ago. Instead, anti-doping efforts in Olympic sport have taken another credibility hit. And athletes from the U.S., third place Japan, and yes, Russia, wait and wonder about their medals. Although not always, says Zach Donahue. Along with teammates, he's received several email updates on the case.
I have to be honest, there were multiple times that I would look at that email and go, oh my God, I forgot that I'm waiting on a medal. It's been so long that it's not even relevant.
Donahue says it will be once Valieva's guilt or innocence finally is decided and when all the athletes gather to accept whatever medals resolution brings. Donahue says he's heard a lot of the waiting athletes want their stolen Olympic moment truly Olympic this time, meaning a possible award ceremony at next year's Summer Games in Paris, assuming the case is closed by then. Tom Goldman, NPR News.